Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Captain Hunter's Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated towards bridging the divide between the police and the communities that they serve. I hope that you all are enjoying your week thus far. It is time for our midweek encouragement session, so I really want to kind of just get right into it. So I was thinking a little bit about the saying that your attitude affects your altitude, right? When I was heavily involved in church and a minister at the church that I was at, I said this in a certain sermon, and people at that time had not heard the sermon before or heard that phrase before. So I thought that it was, first of all, I was very surprised and shocked that no one had ever heard that before. But then, everyone is not everywhere at all times. So we got to kind of go with what we're given in life. But let me just talk a little bit about your attitude affecting your altitude. Now, if you break that down, we know that attitude is a state of mental being. And I want to break that down a little bit further in a few moments here. But your state of mental being affects your altitude, right? How high you or how far you can go in life. I think that the phrase in itself is fairly explanatory, right? It explains itself. But I want to really focus in on a little bit more of what is not thought about. And that is the first part of the saying is your attitude. Attitude can be loosely defined as a way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So, we kind of roll through that, right? Brush through that. It's the way that we think about something but another important part about that is the feeling about someone, right? It's our point of view, it's our view, our viewpoint. So I really want you to think about that. It's the state of feeling about something or someone. It's not just, your state of being, right? We think about someone who has an attitude and they have a certain air about themselves, right? This is the way that they're thinking. They can be in a good mood, a bad mood. So it's not really, I want you to not think about so much about the mood portion of it, but it's our state of being, right? In our attitude, what is reflective in our mind? And it's not only about something, but it's about someone. We all have run into people as we're at work or at school or at the grocery store or at the movie theater, and we run into someone who can change our state of mental thinking. And so this becomes very, very important. We've heard the saying that, or if you haven't heard, well, here's the saying that 10% of life is what happens to you and 90% is how you react to it. Whether that's true as far as statistical or percentage-wise is irrelevant. But the point of the matter is that things are going to happen to us. Things are going to happen to us, and people are going to happen to us. What do you mean by people are going to happen to you? Your spouse is going to get on your nerves. Your children are going to get on your nerves. Your boss is going to get on your nerves. If you're a boss, your subordinates are going to get on your nerves. That person that you never met before, that stranger who cut you off in traffic is going to get you on your nerves. That person that sat next to you in the movie theater, when the whole movie theater was empty, you had a seat all to yourself, a nice good spot. He sits right next to you in the movie theater. Why would he have to sit next to you? All this kind of stuff is going to get next to you. The person who parked too close to your car and then opened up his car door and slammed into yours, putting a dent into it, is going to get on your nerve. That's the 10%. Of what happens to you. And this is the attitude that we can carry with us. These are the someones who are affecting our, for lack of a better term, our moods, our sense and state of well-being. And we cannot allow that. We must go to the 90% and understand that our attitude affects our altitude. We all have problems and situations and trials and tribulations and stuff that we got to go through in everyday life. But it's how we respond to those particular things that's really the important thing. That's really where it comes down to. You cannot allow yourself to be taken off course and put off because of the attitude of other persons, because of the actions and circumstances of other persons. If you allow yourself to go through and react emotionally at certain times, then you will no doubt and undoubtedly put yourself in a position that you will regret later. If these temporary circumstances of a problem that has presented itself in your life, if you cause yourself to react in a way that is negative, and therefore you get arrested, or you get fired from your job, or you get demoted, or you get kicked out of school or kicked off campus, what good has that product done? Okay, yes, you've kept your self-respect And yes, you've kept your dignity, and you may have some street cred with people out there in the street, but these people on the street don't pay your bills. They're not paying your tuition. They're not helping you to get further and farther in life. So why impress them? There was a preacher that I went to speak to one time. And yes, my life experience is about church and preaching and all that. So that's kind of where I tap in from, either there or from the police world. That's been my life experience. So a preacher said one time, he said, impress you and for what? You don't pay my lights. You don't pay my rent. You don't pay my grocery bill. What do I have to impress you for? So this is the attitude that he was trying to instill in our mind. What are we trying to impress these people for? Things are going to happen to us. Be that understand that 90% of the time, you have to be that person who is bigger, who is better, and who's going to respond in the right way and in the right moment. So that applies to whether you're at your job and you don't like your coworker, whether you don't like your boss, you don't like your subordinate, whether you don't like your classmate, whether you don't like those persons who you're driving down the road with or sitting in the movie theater with, or that person who's standing in the middle of the aisle in the grocery store and knows you're trying to get by. We have to understand that our attitude, how we allow these things to enter into our minds, affect our altitude and how far and how fast we can go. If you think that you can just run off at the mouth anytime that you think about it, and your boss is going to give you that promotion or give you that assignment, or you're going to be invited out with your coworkers, or you're going to get things that you want in life, then you're sadly mistaken. Now, I understand that sometimes we don't want some of those things, right? Who cares if we get invited out by our friends for a drink after work? That may not be important to you, but I guarantee you that there is something that is important to you. And whatever that thing that it is important to you, it's your attitude that is going to affect whether you or not you get it, whether you attain it, and whether you keep it. So some of the things that affect our altitude, our attitude, are our altitude. And let me just say something else about our attitude. Our attitude is very much reflected in the fact of who we keep company with. You have to watch out for, and I have to watch out, we all have to watch out for persons who we are connected with. And those persons affect our mood, affect our attitude. And therefore, if we find ourselves in constantly negative situations, constantly in fights, constantly in arguments, and being bolstered and boosted and being propped up and being instigated and allowing ourselves to be instigated by our friends, then we need new friends. There was a saying that one time that said, if you're the smartest one of your friends, then you need new friends. If you are the smartest one of your friends, then you need new friends. You cannot soar with the eagles if you have a chicken mentality, right? Chickens can't fly. So if you want to soar with the eagles, whatever it is that you want in your life, if you want to soar with the eagles, you got to get away from the chickens. You got to get away from those who aren't thinking about anything but what's on the ground and right in front of them. But the eagle can see certain things and fly certain places that other birds or the fowl cannot go. So you have to surround yourself with eagles, and those eagles are going to push you towards the right direction in life. They're going to encourage you to do the right thing, even though it may not be what the street hood mentality may tell you to do, the get even mentality, the strike back mentality. You have to listen to the best mentality and play this thing for the long haul. As one movie said, we're playing checkers, not chess. Was that the Denzel Washington movie when won the Oscar? I can't think of the Training Day. We're playing checkers. We got to start playing chess and not checkers. Stop playing checkers and start playing chess. Understand that there's a long game to this. So what affects your altitude? That would be your attitude. And what affects your attitude? It's the persons and people and things and the circumstances that you surround yourself with. Right? So get around people who are positive, get around people who are trying to accomplish something. If you're going to study for a test, get around people who are like-minded, who want to achieve and push and go further and farther. You have to get around people who have that type of mentality. You're not going to be able to achieve those things unless you dive into those. And finally, let me end this off by saying, what does not affect your altitude? Your current state and position. Just because you're in a place right now doesn't mean that you should not visualize yourself going further and farther and doing more and being more. When I was a patrolman, I saw myself as a sergeant. I visualized myself as a sergeant. I studied for the sergeant's test. I visualized myself wearing sergeant stripes, answering calls, being a mentor, and all that kind of stuff. And so whatever it is that you want in your life, you have to visualize yourself going for that position. And don't settle for anyone, and don't allow anyone to change your attitude, right? When people tell you that you can't, get away from those type of people. Those are chickens. Get away from those type of people. Get away from people who tell you that you can't, or maybe that's not the right job for you, or try to discourage you or dissuade you from any type of way. Get away from those types of persons and get around people who want to be eagles or who are going to encourage you to be an eagle and say, yeah, you can make it. I can see you doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, you've always had that type of mentality. And those are the type of people that can do it. Your current position in life does not necessitate that that's where you'll be in the next year, in the next 2 years, in the next 5 years. When a college student enters into their freshman year, they have an end goal in mind, and their current position of being uneducated does not deter them from getting to that place in their ultimate goal. Now, we face setbacks along the way, yes, and then sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, and this is the point of this particular lesson, is that sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. And so a college student may fail a test, may fail two tests, or be bummed out because of the papers that they're turning in. They think they're handing in A quality, and then meanwhile, the instructor sees that as a C+. Well, as you get better and understand how to write better and how to take this test and understand what the instructor wants, then you can take that C+ to a B+ and to an A, and then finally to that A. You can get where you want to be. Don't allow your attitude, because you got a C+, to take you off kilter, and now you're on tilt because somebody didn't like what you did. You adjust, you adapt, you thrive, and you go for it, and you keep going for it until you get it. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang around people who have a different mentality. Don't allow your negative attitude to persist. Get rid of those thoughts that tell you that you can't. Get rid of that mindset that says that you can't. Get around people that say that you can. Don't allow your present circumstances or any setbacks along the way to deter you from your ultimate goal, to deter you from your ultimate goals. Keep shooting for the stars. Keep flying with the eagles. Get away from the chickens and get around people who have an encouraging mentality. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Please support the podcast through PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Also go over to the Patreon page. Also remember to follow me on Captain Hunter's podcast and Facebook. CPTL Hunter is on Twitter. CPTL Hunter on Instagram. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, much love and peace.